another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get ready for more mass shootings all across the world as the bankers attempt to disarm the few slaves that still have firearms. They've been saying this was coming. You know, that chimpanzee a few weeks ago, it was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor in the Prozac family. And it had a bad trip and started tearing people's faces off. You know, ripped the lady's jaw off. And in about 99% of the cases, I mean, I've only seen out of hundreds of cases a few where they were not on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The Prozac family. And I'll bet you that probably both of these men had been seeing psychiatrists or psychologists. The mass shooting in Alabama last night, the mass shooting killing 16 in Germany that just ended with the gunman conveniently being killed. And it doesn't have to be a government mind control operation because copycats are going to hear about this. And the media advertises the place to go when you're having a bad day on your Prozac is a school. And you go there and you shoot people. You see, the entire class of drugs known as serotonin reuptake inhibitors puts you into an hallucinogenic dream world state. And you couple that with the fact that most Americans are now in a different brainwave than our predecessors just 50 years ago. Oh, yes, the average American is in a lower brainwave mode. They are in a sleep state because they watch television. That is a scientific fact. You can just Google, it'll be hundreds of mainstream articles admitting television changes brainwaves, television brain damages. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. All the major studies show the shoot 'em up video games acclimate people to not care if they see real violence in the real world and acclimate people to be prepared to shoot and kill people in cold blood. That's why the military uses them and develop them as training aids. And that's why a lot of the mass shooters you see are these shoot 'em up game players, and to them it's just a game. Whereas a person in the past would become very upset shooting people. Now, people they don't know, there are crimes of passion. In the few cases of mass shootings that happen every few years that aren't Prozac or drug-related, some of them are illegal drug-related as well, there's two classes, and that is the spoiled brat, live with mommy, my wife divorced me, so I'm going to kill her and kill the kids and then kill her family. There's the spoiled brat, instant gratification, mama's boy. And then there is the enraged postal employee who goes in and shoots people at an office. And those are real, and they happen. This is a violent society. We've killed 50-plus million babies and rationalized it and said, I just use it as a form of birth control. And now they're legalized stem cell. They call it stem cell. That means embryonic tissue. They're already in Europe growing the vaccines in dead babies. I mean, large ones. They use that, and they mix it up with monkey kidneys and a nice puree. You can actually go read mainstream articles about that. That's now going to happen here. You hear about China with the executed convicts and they put it into cosmetics, BBC. Women pay for it, use it here and in France. Well, now you can see just have that. This was just making our little green shoots of grass coming up to the ground. Our new humans are just a byproduct now. That's what that is. But they call it a stem cell. Yeah, and the Patriot Act's patriotic, and pulling troops out as they build down. And I mean, they just have all these spin words for it. So we're going to go over what's happened in Alabama and in Germany. Guess what? The Army was involved at the Alabama shooting. Oh, the Army.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the New World Order propaganda machine has gone into overdrive. Hundreds of news stories this morning I pulled up calling for semi-automatic bans. Sheriff's deputies in Alabama reporting he had full auto. Most shootings and crimes aren't even committed with semi-auto. And they are moving against the Second Amendment. The fact that this nation is a mix of good, hardworking, intelligent, dynamic, inventive, people full of ingenuity. But there's also a lot of spoiled, rotten, mentally ill scum hopped up on every different type of Prozac, hopped up on illegal drugs. And that's all the more reason that we should all have firearms. I mean, I have one right here in my studio, because some nut comes around here, I'm not going to get down on my knees and say, please, please don't blow my brains out. I'm going to defend myself like my forefathers did. Now, more children die in an average year of football accidents. You can pull those numbers up. Been a lot of mainstream articles written about that over the years, than die in shootings. Hundreds of times of people die in car wrecks. Last time I looked in the World Almanac, it was 12 times as many people die from drowning. Do we ban swimming? Do we ban driving in automobiles? Do we just lock ourselves up in our houses and wear football helmets and cower in the closet? None of us are going to make it out of this world alive. That's 100%. Death is the great equalizer. Every single one of us was born into this world, and every single one of us is going to go right back into dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And I'm going to break down the psychology of these mass shootings, tell you about some of the guests we've got coming up later in the show, and I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour in 20 minutes here, so here's the phone number, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and I would hope you'd want to talk about the CFR basically announcing world government of and by the banks yesterday on national TV with Ben Bernanke, the head of the Private Federal Reserve. I would hope you'd want to talk about the mass shootings in Alabama and Germany. I would hope that you would want to talk about how they're now saying they're going to go ahead and try to pass the assault weapons ban, but expand it now on the heels of this. I would hope you bring up those issues that I think are very important, but you can talk about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, yesterday I talked about maybe releasing the Obama deception last night or today, but the uploaded versions we have were the low-res quality ones that we post for folks that have dial-up that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, and we've completed uploading all of the high-res flash and high-res DivX and a bunch of other stuff. We're going to have like 7 different formats when we're done. I'm going to leave it open. You know, I could pull the trigger today. I could pull it tomorrow. I would imagine it's not going to end up launching on Sunday at 6 p.m. like I've been saying. I always launch about a day early. Later in the show, I may talk about why I'm launching it early, but I had to talk to counsel yesterday. And counsel concurred with me, but I had to check. And that counsel is checking with some other counsel. And, well, you know what? I'll just go ahead and tell you what's going on. And then I'll get into the troops running around in Alabama at the mass shooting. That's right, U.S. Army, regular Army. We've had the FBI calling up and calling different extensions in the office trying to talk to employees here at the office. And then when I get on the phone and I call them, and it is the FBI and it's real agents, they say, we're not going to tell you what it's about. We're just asking you questions over the phone. And I think it's pure harassment because we're like, where is your office physically located? Tell us where your servers are located. And I'm like, hey, pal, you need to send me a subpoena. So that's where I am right now. It's not fun to have them calling up, and they call up when I'm on air, so I can't go to the telephone. So I've had to refer them to counsel, and it's not fun talking to FBI people, and they won't tell you what it's about. On some fishing expedition, and there's been some snoopy questions surrounding the film, and so that's what, I mean, listen, folks, Tommy Chong, movie star, top comedian. His son had a pipe company that sold pipes for smoking cannabis, hemp. And they had it totally legal. It's legal in all 50 states. So there's a few cities in the country, though, where they've passed laws saying you can't sell these here. And so the FBI and DEA sent in 3 employees into their company. And they kept catching them and firing them, trying to mail out a cannabis pipe. And the third person they didn't catch, and he mailed it out, and then it came out in court that the government had sent an informant in, done it, set him up, and they didn't care. Things were so kangaroo, so corrupt, even though he had great lawyers, he went to jail for, 2.5 years. And he was interviewed in prison. Like Kevin Booth, that's in the film American Drug War we carry that I consulted on at Infowars.com. Then he gets out, and a separate group of filmmakers make AKA Tommy Chong. And so the FBI then raids the day before it's going to be shipped. They wait to do that. They raid and grab the films, saying, well, this could be evidence of more of Tommy Chong's crimes because he's talking about it in there. And then, of course, it blew up in their face. They got in trouble. And then suddenly the film got distributed worldwide. It wasn't going to be that big. And it went on Showtime and airs every week. And you've got the Liberty Dollars. There's hundreds of little private mints that put out all sorts of silver and gold coins. It's totally legal, totally lawful. Any of you could start a little mint and put out copper, silver, gold coins. And there's literally hundreds in the U.S. the guy that ran the Liberty Mint with the Ron Paul Liberty dollars. I remember seeing him on TV and infomercials when he ran the Hawaiian, they call it the Hawaii Mint, putting out, you know, commemorative coins commemorating Ronald Reagan. Well, they raided them and grabbed all their computers, all their equipment, all their servers, all everything, and they never did anything with it. It was just, we're here to ruin you. This is what we're here to do. And there's scores of other cases of people like Erwin Schiff writing a book exposing how the IRS collects for the private Federal Reserve and how it's all a fraud. And they told him, don't publish that book. Don't sell one more copy or we're going to arrest you. And he was arrested and he's in prison right now. I mean, I could go on and 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 on. Now, I have some more promo videos coming out, and I have some interviews I did concerning the film, and I wanted to release it in that order. And if anything did happen to this office, if any criminal activity was carried out by the government against the First Amendment and this Nazi Soviet degenerate state we live in, all it will make the film do is blow up a million times bigger. So in a sick way, I hope they do something. But I just don't want to have to deal with it. And the other issue is it is uploaded in other locations. It's ready to simultaneously go up on a whole bunch of YouTubes and a whole bunch of Googles. And because my gut has always been so accurate, it's just scary. And I've never been paranoid before I put out a previous film. And I've just been, man, I feel the disturbance here. I'm really worried. And then all of a sudden, ring, ring, ring. Hello, hello. We have questions. We won't say what it's about. And so it's just mind-blowing. So there you have what's going on. And they are not happy about the Obama deception. And different employees being called up and being quizzed about this and that. Well, what are you asking about? Well, I'm not going to tell you. But so this company is Alex Jones's company, and this is the address? This is where you are? Okay, tell me about your servers. Where are those? Give me a list of those. You know, questions like this, and you call the guy up, and he's like, oh, I can't tell you what it's about, Alex, but... And I'm just like, here's my lawyer, subpoena. So, I mean, I've got FBI fishing lines flying through the windows here at my office, basically. There's a dragnet over the office. They're circling like sharks. And President Obama is not pleased with this film. I'd say 98% chance it has to do with the Obama deception. And I'm not going to sit here and lay down and take this. There's also things like, well, it'd be nice if you wouldn't talk about us calling you. We can't tell you not to, but it'd be nice if you didn't talk about it. You know what? I'm going to talk about it. I mean, what do I have to lose? I'm in this thing so deep, so far. I'm telling the truth. I know the government's criminal. The FBI works for a bunch of Bernie Madoffs to rob the country blind. They got the army standing by in case the people try to resist it. And we're going to hell in a handbasket. And maybe all you FBI agents think it's cute that your mommy and your daddy and your kids have no future and the country's totally shot and fried. Maybe that sounds fun to you, but it doesn't sound fun to me. And if you don't know that I'm the good guy and that you guys have become the bad guys, you've got a serious, major malfunction. So there, I'm done talking about it. I don't want to hear any calls about it. I don't want Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson to write any stories about it. If anything happens, it's a testament. It's out there. I said it. People know. But let's just say this. I basically have got to sit there with a cell phone by my side, ready with people who are staying up in shifts 24 hours a day in different locations. And we always get somebody up 24 hours a day, ready to launch the film. And by one way or another, it's going out. Unless there's some act of God. It's another day in the war against the globalists and their counterstrikes against what we're doing. But we will continue to defend the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. All right, I'll tell you about the troops at the Alabama shooting being reported by the Associated Press. Stay with us.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
No shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother and the national ID. Good old Jimmy Bond.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
You know, this weekend it came out.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is thinking about making people have a license to have a garden and have police inspections. Because you might grow marijuana. You know, the citizens are planting gardens and things as they've heard the news saying it's a good thing to do. Just an example of total tyranny. We're all just prisoners. And then I was riding in this morning listening to XM Radio, and I heard, I think it was AP Network News reporting, in Connecticut they've introduced a bill for the state to control the what's taught in the Catholic Church, and they were saying it could spread to other religions, making Christian denominations and others not criticize homosexuals. And wherever you are on this issue, you should be for the First Amendment, and Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So I forgot to tell the guys, will you guys Google Connecticut Bill Catholic Church for me? And I heard a lengthy report on it, and I want to get to that later, because it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier, and there's just so much happening from so many different angles, I don't even know what to say anymore. In Canada, they've banned people reading from the Bible, criticizing certain sexual acts and other things, because it's hateful. See, first it's, you can't question the Holocaust, and whether you agree with that or not, it's free speech. And then it's, you can't criticize the EU, and they fire ministers for it. Now you can't criticize immigrants, and they're passing this all over the world. They're trying here in the United States. This is unified. Now, remember that they've announced that Marines are running around California and other areas running DWI, warrantless checkpoints with the police. And then when people criticize, they go, you're not for drunk drivers, are you? And then the Army has announced that they are going to have 20,000 troops on the streets of America, and that they're going to be out at car wrecks with the jaws of life. Well, the Army's here. I mean, what's wrong with them with the jaws of life? But then you read the Army War College and the Pentagon directive, and it says, no, we're preparing to engage the American people. And then there's another story today, posted up on Infowars.com, about police in Washington State start liaison program with the U.S. Army. Now, this has already been going on covertly, but now they're announcing it to the slaves. This is out of the News Tribune. Washington State cops start liaison program with the U.S. Army. And the Pentagon says NORTHCOM's lead role will be commanding the states, commanding the governors, commanding the legislatures, and the U.S. Congress is secondary to the president and not involved in continuity of government. Well, I want to get into the terrible shooting, leaving 10 dead in Alabama, 16 dead in Germany, the group of shootings. But right in the middle of this, hidden in plain view, Kurt Nemo's done a story about it. U.S. Army puts soldiers on street in Alabama, response to shootings. After the shooting's over, they come out in military police battle fatigues and stand around with their sidearms, and you go to New York, you see young punk kids, probably 18, just joined the Army. They got 45s on their sides. They got M16s. They bug their eyes out at you, run up and scream at you and get in your face. If you point a camera at them from 50 feet away, that's in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, you can watch them do it to me. I told them, back off, buddy. This is America. You don't come over here and tell me I can't stick a camera in your face from 50 feet away. Meanwhile, they got cameras all over the street corners watching us. So it's happening now. Car wrecks, DWI checkpoints, anytime there's a shooting. Oh, the Army's here. I mean, forget the fact they're getting rid of jurisdictions where police from one county come into the other or they're being covertly federalized. U.S. Army puts soldiers on the streets in Alabama in response to shootings. This is up on Infowars.com. The U.S. Army dispatched soldiers to patrol the streets of Sampson, Alabama, a small southern town where a rampaging gunman killed 10 people on Tuesday. This obvious violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, prohibiting the federal uniformed services from exercising state and local law enforcement, was completely ignored by the corporate media, with the exception of Reuters and London Telegraph photos. And we have those right here. It's also an AP. Just kind of, in plain view, look, the Army's here. All about acclimating you, all about training. We'll finish up with this, get into what happened with the mass shootings. Take your phone calls straight ahead after this quick break. Don't forget the ObamaDeception.net and Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Last night we launched the second trailer. I launched the first one in late January for the Obama deception. The second trailer is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this morning at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, 8.5 minutes of excerpts from the film, sneak peek at the Obama deception, was posted up on the site. And so I hope that all of you will get those and send it out to your email list, post it on your MySpace, and spread the word. Because this film does not go after Obama from a left-right perspective. It shows how they're all controlled, what the bankers are doing, how they're setting up a new bank of the world, and how we can stop them. And his whole agenda of the police state, the troops on the streets, the FEMA camps, the youth brigades, the tattletale squads, the million-person security force, the carbon taxes, it's all covered in 112 minutes. And then there is about 30 minutes of extras. And I am ready to launch the Obama deception right now. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to wait till Sunday at 6 p.m. when I was going to release it. It'll release today or tomorrow. I might pull the trigger at 3 o'clock today. I might pull the trigger at 3 o'clock tomorrow with the film. Because I'd be a fool to wait with the stuff that's going on around here. Because dead men tell no tales, or in prison men don't tell as many tales, once the salvo is launched, that kind of puts the kibosh on anything the boys in black are planning. So, be advised of that. Okay, I know we've got loaded phone lines here. We don't have a guest coming on for about an hour and a half, so we're going to have plenty of time to take your calls. I'm going to go to them here in a few minutes, to Eric and John and Bob and Susie and Mark and... Actually, I just pulled up Burmese's IM from last night from the network in Minnesota. I've got to pull up. There's two of them named GCN now. Oh, Adam in Australia, Charles, Rourke, Brandon, Tony, and others. Okay, there we go. I was looking at some last night caller list. Burmese does the show from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, right here in the seat I now inhabit, I now nest in. The disheveled blob, Alex Jones. But the mind is so alive, crackling with electricity and thoughts and ideas. And plans within plans. Within plans. All right. Terrible news, obviously. You know about Alabama. You're hearing all the calls to disarm the slaves. Gunman turns small Alabama town into a slaughterhouse, ABC News. Chief says gunman attacked with AK-47 assault rifle. And the police are saying fully auto. So, lo, there is a restricted gun, but they had it. He spared no one, not his mother, not his grandparents, not the children, not even the family dogs. Investigators following the 24-mile trail of death through southern Alabama are still trying to determine what set Michael McLendon on a murderous shooting rampage that led to the deaths of 11 people, including himself. He cleaned his family out, Coffee County Coroner Robert Creature said. We don't know what triggered it. We don't know what triggered it? I mean, he lived with his mother. His wife, I guess, had divorced him, and the children lived somewhere else. And it looks like he may have lost his job from some factory. And he threw a fit and killed mommy. And then he burned down the house. This is what happens. They kill one person, and then they heard it advertised in the media a million times. The thing to do once you've done this is not turn yourself in or not blow your own head off. The thing to do is run around and kill your whole family. Dress up like Santa Claus. Go to the front door. You're mad your ex-wife left you and took the kids. So you kill them. Because we are a spoiled, wicked, degenerate culture on average. Not everybody. Now, remember the chimpanzee a few weeks ago tearing the lady's mandible off, ripping her eyeballs out, ripping her face off, attacking police? The chimpanzee was on a Prozac drug. Forget the exact one. You can pull it up. It was all over the news. She had it hopped up on a psychotropic. Chimpanzees don't normally do that. In the cases that they have torn people apart, they've been drunk or they've been given cocaine in the past. But a 100-pound chimp is as strong as a 500-pound pure muscle man. This sucker weighed 200 pounds. He's a biggin. He had the strength of a 1,000-pound linebacker. They're so strong they could take one finger and just rip your nose off with it. I've told the stories about my, well, he was my dad's great-uncle, so I guess what would you call him, my great-great-uncle? Uncle Houston, as he was known, and he ran away when he was 13, got on ships, sailed around the world, came back, ran booze during the Depression, but the point was, he would tell my dad all these stories, and he died when I was about 5, I remember talking to him. And he would talk about how they would, you know, in Galveston, how they would have the chimpanzee. Why am I telling the story? It's just so interesting. How they would have a little chimp. They got like an 80-pound one. Looks little, looks sweet, sitting there. And they'd put in the boxing ring, and they'd have the big fairgrounds. And they'd get all these big old country boys in there and guys that could, you know, throw a steer over no problem or whatever, you know, thinking they're tough. And they are tough. Watch those guys, those rodeos, they're tough. It would always be a rodeo chimp. And it'd be some big $1,000 cash prize. They'd build it up all week, and he's going to fight the chimp. They put gloves on the chimp so he can tear the guy's face off. And he'd, you know, get some 250-pound good old boy, get in there, and he'd go right in, and the chimp would jump up and down and beg to not be hit. And then the guy would hit the chimp, and the chimp, in seconds, would punch him like 50 times. Just bam, 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 out. So what have they done now? A bunch of states are passing laws to ban owning basically any wild animals in some states or chimpanzees. See what Prozac has done again. And I'm not saying it's even a good thing to own a chimp, but that's freedom, folks. The point is, you don't put chimpanzees on psychotropic drugs in the hallucinogen class. You know, Fedor, the mixed martial arts world champion, 1 in 6 billion, as they call him. Fedor, a 75-pound chimp, would totally destroy him. So, I've said my point on that. 99% of the time, I mean, I can only think of a few cases where, in hindsight, we find out the person's been in counseling, they've been put on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor drug. And it isn't just guns you got to ban if you want to stop this. You know, why not ban the Prozac, which now in its insert admits it causes psychopathic breaks, suicidal tendencies, violent tendencies. Every time I see an article where a woman drives her children off into a lake, that happened a decade ago or so the first time, and women heard about it on TV, and then they copycat. Oh, that's what I do. I put my 3 or 4 kids in, I strap them in, I tie them down in the car, and I drive it off. And in every single case, they've been on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Every case. You know, you read about women in, just in my own state, a woman in Dallas, or it was a Farmers Branch, or a woman in Houston. It always happens in clusters because it's on the news and they think, oh, that's what I do. I better do that. And they come in and they grab their babies and they chop their arms off with butcher knives. Just Google, woman kills baby with butcher knife. You going to ban butcher knives? Actually, England's talking about doing that. No, it's the human mind is the problem. That's what's going on here. And all these cases, it happens all over. It's a favorite thing on one of these serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I've seen stories out of Utah and stories out of Texas and everywhere where women dance naked on roofs. I don't know why. That's what they do on it. They'll pull up at some mansion. There'll be some gorgeous, you know, middle-aged woman naked dancing, cutting her breast off with a butcher knife up on top of the house. And the cops go, we got another Prozac head. Police know this. Because it's a hallucinogen, folks. Puts you in a hallucinogenic state. And when you have a bad trip, it's over. Hey, you take PCP, take LSD. Might take it 100 times and don't have a bad trip. But that one time, Mike Nelson, ought to get him in here. Derek Einkoff, they were both EMTs previously. Mike in San Marcos, San Antonio, and Derek down in Houston. And Derek had to quit because the last time he said he went to some house and these drug dealers and left cocaine out and the 18-month-old toddler had eaten a bunch of it and the baby was blue dead on the ground and he had to quit. But the issue is they both went to calls with PCP heads. Just like a chimpanzee, the people's ears, their noses, their faces would be torn off. There'd be some guy on PCP out at a park, in both cases, and somebody would mess with them. And the PCP person, in both cases, little guys, would just tear the person's face off. They're on a hardcore hallucinogen. There have been cases where somebody's been on PCP with a gun and the police have shot them 20, 30 times before they quit attacking back. So you've got the American people. There were over 100 million prescriptions for Prozac alone last year, 2008. I heard that number on Fox Radio News. They were announcing it proudly on KLBJ 590 a few months ago. 100 million prescriptions. And they've got all these people on it. Let's talk about what this is doing. You know, all these scores of women that have died from the HPV shot. Do you hear national calls to ban it or restrict it? No, they say give it more. Make people take it. What about people dying of these injections? You talking about restricting them or having a 5-day waiting period on them or banning them? Oh, no, you've got to take more. 23 homeless people are given bird flu vaccine, drop dead. Google it. Now, there's no talk of restricting that. No, they decide to hype up and create all this, guys, we got to do something, please. You've got Germany where you can own a gun if you go through all the psychological testing, pay all these fees, and then keep your gun locked up at a shooting club. Did that stop this lunatic who Germany, even more of them are on Prozac drugs. I'll guarantee you one of these two guys, if not both, it's going to come out in a few days when nobody's paying attention. Every mall shooter, every time. I can't even remember anywhere it wasn't. He goes into school copycatting what he heard last night. And now you're going to have more copycats. They don't need to have MK Ultra. You know, somebody grabbed in a government laboratory to do this, which they can do. That's been declassified in the 70s and church hearings and others in Congress. It's under Frank Church. No, the TV's a mind control device, the video games, the culture, the way they advertise, this is what you do. German school gunman kills 16 people. 16 people have been killed by a teenage gunman who went on a rampage in southwest Germany. I'll bet my bottom dollar. This guy was in psychiatric care, and I bet my bottom dollar that it's going to be discovered that somebody gave him the gun with a connection to intelligence services. And we've seen this in case after 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 case. And Kurt Nemo's got some very suspicious articles up there dealing with the German case right now. 16 people have been killed by a teenage gunman among the dead. Are himself. And it continues here. The gunman, a 17-year-old former pupil, entered the school at about 8:30 Greenwich Mean Time, dressed in black combat gear and opened fire at random. Always in the black. He fled in a stolen car but was later killed in a shootout with police. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described the shooting as incomprehensible. Oh, is the 1,300,000 dead Iraqis, are you going to whine and rub your hands together about that? Yes, it's horrible. We're sad for these dead people. But the point is, you've got a disarmed population. They got basically a total gun ban there, and what's the call? More gun control. This is a day of mourning for the whole of Germany. Police said the suspect, now named as Tim Kretschumer, was killed during a shootout with officers in the town about 40 kilometers away from the school. And you know what? Every week in Germany and England and the U.S., I see where a crazy cop, usually on Prozac, goes out and shoots his whole family and then goes on a shooting rampage. They had one up in Dallas a few months ago. Or troops come home and do a mass shooting, and that's kept kind of quiet. It's like, nine dead, troop, not a big deal. Or, five dead, killed whole family, killed neighbor. You know, it's just kind of a blur. But when it's not a cop or the military going crazy, you know, are we going to disarm them? They're still going to go crazy. No, don't disarm the police and military. But don't disarm the American people. He had fled in the car he had hijacked after the school shooting, killing a passenger as he made his escape, police said. Spokesman Ika Buckmiller said the shootout took place at a car showroom where two bystanders were killed and two police officers were injured. The suspect also died as a result of the shooting. Well, at least the Germans went after him. In the United States, at every mass shooting we've seen, for hours, like Blacksburg, they just stand down because the feds tell them to. And same thing at Columbine. The Germans stormed in there and two of them got shot, but they killed him. Oh, boy. So, now they come out every day, DWI checkpoints, car wrecks. Oh, the Army, the Marines are here. Oh, save us. Oh, they're going to be on our streets now. And Kurt Nemo has it posted with the Reuters photos. U.S. Army soldiers from Fort Rucker patrol the downtown area of Sampson, Alabama after shooting spree. And they're out there armed after the shooting sprees happened, running a checkpoint of cars driving down the road, just being seen. Just wandering and waddling about. violating federal law in your face. They've been ordered to do this everywhere to condition you to accept full military occupation of the United States. And Canada's announced they're going to use troops against their people. And they're going to be patrolling the streets, and that's now happening. And they say we're preparing to lock down cities, and we're preparing to defend against casualties while fighting with the Canadian people. And they're announcing it in England, and they're announcing it in Australia, and they're announcing it in Germany, as the bankers set all this militarization up for decades, built the camps, and now are imploding the economy by design. I'm going to be on John Gibson's radio show for like 5 minutes coming up next hour. We might simulcast it, I don't know. I got Gerald Celente coming on, and others. So important broadcast lined up. But right now, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back to your calls directly. So just have your question or comment ready, because I want to get to everybody quickly as possible. Weigh in on all the things that are happening. There's a lot of other key news we'll be covering today. It's going to be completely jam-packed. By the way, pre-order the Obama Deception now at InfoWars.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Okay, we're going to go to your calls with GCN host Jack McClam, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, runs police and military against the New World Order, just called in, so I'm going to get his comment on the mass shootings and everything that's going on right now. Okay, Jack McClam, go ahead.
Okay, brother. Hey, thank you so much, Alex, for all the good you do for all of us across America and the world. But I wanted to tell you, over a month ago, we heard from military intel people here at our two police and military associations that you're going to see more mind control assassins.
No, I know. You've actually said that here on the show, and I've seen your reports on that.
Right. And so I just wanted to tell the people that this is what's going on. A month ago, we knew that Eric Holder, communist Eric Holder, totally anti-guns in the hands of the American people, and Obama Nation, our phony president, he hates guns. He's a communist. He wants all the guns out of the hands of the people. And so our military intel told us that we would see more of these mind control assassins going in and shooting up their families, killing their families and killing children and killing masses of people. And that's exactly what's happening now, brother. So you're right on target. And I just wanted to tell the people that we have here at our two police and military association that issue that explains government's five easy steps to creating a mind control assassin out of anyone, even you. You go into your psychologist or psychiatrist and they put you under hypnosis. The government can tell them to make you a mind control assassin, and it only takes an hour for them to put a key in your brain.
With drugs. Yeah, they drug you.
Yeah, they can
recall
you.
They get caught all the time. They get caught all the time spiking right. people's water with hallucinogens.
Sure. And so our spring 2007 Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues is the one that they could order through us if they want to share it with their families and friends and associates. It's $3, and we've got a bunch of them left over from that mailing at that time. So just want to let you know, Alex, let your people know out there that they can order them through us if they
yeah,
like
Jack,
to.
Let's just do this. Let me just set you up for 30 minutes or an hour later in the week. I'll have the producer call you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you,
okay,
Jack McClam. All right, there he goes. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Australia. Adam, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
It's fantastic to be on here. I just wanted to say how much I respect everything you're doing, first of all, before I get started. I think you've been responsible for waking up millions of people around the world, and I really respect you for that, so thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
One thing I wanted to mention, I'm actually from an organization called Truth Movement Australia. I know that you have hundreds of thousands of Australians that listen to your show every day, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to them to let them know that we do exist, because I know that a lot of Australians are wondering, you know, where to go for meetups. And my thoughts are, you know, with censorship these days, with what's happening in regards to the newspapers, the TVs.
Yeah, we've got to organize now before they shut the web down, which they're already in the process of doing.
And as you know, in Australia, the censorship here is getting worse and worse. I mean,
they've announced a Chinese-style net censorship being implemented
exactly.
now. That's the government has announced they're shutting down free speech.
Exactly right. And that's why it's so important that we start to get together with networking and meetups. So what we started to do is to start bringing out bigger speakers that are well known for their truth information and bring them out to Australia to start speaking. We've actually got David Icke speaking in Australia next month to about 1,500 people. Yeah. We've also got Peter Joseph coming out. And I wanted to ask you, are you interested in coming out to speak in Australia? Because I know a lot of people
are not here. You know, I just can't do it, and I appreciate your call. I am here producing media, doing radio shows. That's how we reach the maximum amount. That's why I don't do more speaking engagements. We get offers every day, but thank you for the offer. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the second hour here in just minutes. Continue with your calls. We may be having a special guest pop in who is in the area in Alabama during the shootings. I'll just leave it at that as we line that up right now. And we do have top trends forecaster Gerald Celente and others coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.